The federal government has announced a $4.8 billion funding investment into New South Wales schools, which will come into effect next year if Labor are re-elected. Under the agreement, over 10 years, the funding will reach 780,000 school students and lift the Commonwealth's contribution to Australia's largest schooling system by 5% to 25%. The Commonwealth currently chips in 20% of what's called the Schooling Resource Standard, while states are required to fund public schools at 75%, leaving a 5% gap, which governments have been trying to close. Federal Education Minister Jason Clare says experts recommend early learning intervention, criticising the Liberal government for cutting funding to education when they took government more than a decade ago.
We've worked with experts on what we should invest this money in. As I say, it's not a blank cheque, it's going to be tied to practical reforms that we know work. And all of the advice coming to us is that you've got to identify children early on who are falling behind through a thing like a phonics check or a numeracy check in year one. And then when you identify the child who needs extra help, make sure that you give them that extra help. And so that's what catch-up tutoring is about, individualised support.